Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Miss Julie Rozier. She is the Community Services Program Manager down at the Food Bank, and we're going to talk about, you know, this has an impact on the food bank as well. And, you know, if you need the help, it's there for you. If you wanted to give donations, they will take those. Just the hours and kind of everything that goes on as far as the food bank is concerned. Julie, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well.
Now, let's talk about the food bank. Where are you guys located? And let's get some of that information out there for those that may not know.
Sure. So the Carbon County Food Bank is located at 75 East, 400 South. Not just right price, and we're just off of Carbon Avenue, and we're in just behind the parking lot of Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, or some may know it by the old Reed School.
Let's talk about the need for the food bank right now.
Sure. So one of the things that we're hearing a lot and we're seeing in our community is stores that are being very low on different food items and the challenge of availability. So it's really critical right now that we remain open to provide services. And we've had some large spikes in claims coming in for food, and that kind of changes day by day. But right now, I think it's critical that we continue offering these services, as many individuals in our family have gotten it's maybe laid off or some hours cut, or the places that they're working right now is shut down. So it's critical just to continue providing these services.
Okay. And if people are in need of the services, how does that work? What do they need to do right now?
So right now, usually we have clients come in and fill out an application. To minimize that now, clients are just being asked, what is your name? If they have not been at the food bank before, they're just signing a self-declaration of income. They're just being asked if their income is below a certain point. They're signing a document, and then clients usually ask how many individuals are in their family, and then carts are made to, you know, increase by the amount of individuals they have in the family.
And you were
not turning anyone away.
And you were saying what you're doing, it's basically curbside service pretty much out there.
Yeah, and it's, a client is just stating their name, and then we are asking them to pull around by the back warehouse, and we're loading the food boxes into their vehicles, into their trunks.
Okay.
Asking clients if they can please just remain in their vehicles. And this is just to, you know, keep safe distances and reduce the spread.
Right, and just
these viruses.
Right, so pretty much a no-contact delivery kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Okay. And we were talking about the fact also that, you know, with the spike in the need, there's also going to be a spike in the need for donations as well. And if someone wanted to bring donations down there, what would they need to do?
For donations, we're always in need of those. And I encourage anyone that would like to donate, if they have, they can come anytime. There's usually somebody there all day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday or Monday and Friday morning from about 9 to 1. So they can bring those down at any time. If individuals have questions on items that we need or would like to donate cash or check, they can always call my direct line, which is 435-613-0065. And I'm happy to talk to anyone about questions they might have regarding food or donations, whatever that might be.
Okay, and you said there are actually certain things right now that you need more than others, correct?
Yes, we have quite a few pallets of cans right now, canned fruits and vegetables. And some of the things that we really need is we're very low on refrigerator items, milk, butter, things like that. We need mac and cheese, ramen. That's a very requested item, and we are very limited on that, and pasta sauces at this time.
Okay, so if you have them, and you know what, you want to get them down there, just take them down there. You said usually Monday through Friday there's somebody there that can accept donations anytime, correct?
Correct. The best time on Monday and Friday is between 9 and 1, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's usually people there from 8:30 till 4.
Okay. Let's go ahead and give the hours and the dates there of for pickup. You said it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 2. Is that correct?
That is correct. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m.
Okay. And once again, let's if anybody has any questions about this, let's go ahead and give your phone number one last time. before we leave here.
Sure. So my direct phone number is 435-613-0065. Please feel free to contact me at any time with any questions.
All right. Hey, Julie, thank you for taking the time out today to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And thanks for everything that you guys are doing down there for all of us.
Thank you. And I appreciate you, Dave, and everyone in our community for all your continued support as well.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Now, for more information on this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.